Welcome to FM Yerushalmi Shir sponsor on the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding a Psochi Daflam at base in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Aloch Adalet. We're starting Daflam at base and Mudalaf on top. Says the Gemara Yom HaKippurim Shechal Liyoiz B'Shabes Ma'u Lehadiach Kavoshim V'Shlokosh Minamincho V'Lamalo. Are you allowed to wash vegetables? Vegetables that are kavush. Kavush means that it's pickled. Shlokosh means that it's cooked. Cooked well, are you allowed to wash him in a mincha v'lamala in order to make it edible? As we'll see in a moment, when a regular Yom Kippur, one is allowed to wash vegetables in order to get ready for the night, so right away when comes the night, you'll be able to eat. But what happens if Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos? Do you have that heter or not? Sigma Rav al Mayosu, Rav Lozor al Maymut. That's Machlikis, Rav and Rav Lozor. Why do they say usually you're allowed to wash vegetables on Yom Kippur afternoon or regular Yom Kippur? Because it's a sakana. Meaning if a person is going to come to the night and he won't have food prepared, he may come into danger. If so, Shani is sakana Yom Kippur Shechal B'Shabbos, Shani Yom Kippur Shechal B'Chol. Is there a difference between Yom Kippur that falls on Shabbos or falls on the weekday? If there's a sakana, you're allowed to do it. So the friend of Rabbanon, it said the Bryce seems to argue Rav Blazer. Why? It says Yom Kippur Shechal B'Shabbos. Meaning, on a regular Shabbos, the chalois of lechem aponim are given to koyanim on Shabbos. But if Yom Kippur fall on Shabbos, you don't give them the chalos on Shabbos because they can't eat it. So when do you give out the chalos? You wait for the evening. So you see that I don't give on Yom Kippur the food. I don't give it out. The same way, I don't wash the vegetables on Yom Kippur that falls on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, that's different. Shani shaldishu dover kal shemayishka v'yorchal. To give out the bread is something very easy, and one may come to eat the bread once he gets the bread. But the vegetables is very hard to do. So if you're going to say you have to wait for the evening, he may come to sakana. So therefore, I allow him to do it, even though he may come to eat it as well. There are more mekel. There is a braiso of Rav Blazer that argues in him. Because it says, Yoy Makipur in Shechad B'Shabbos, Shabboson Shvois. It says Shabbos regarding Shabbos. You have to be Shavis. Uvichoil also says Shabboson, which means Shvois. Meaning on Yom Kippur itself says Shabboson. In Bicholat Shavis, Lokoshka B'Shabbos, I already know that a regular Yom Kippur has been Shabboson. So what is added when you have Shabbos? Even something which you're allowed to do in the weekday, meaning when Yom Kippur falls on the weekday, there's a special Kedusha of Shabbos where you can't do it. Which one is that? To go and wash vegetables. So the Bryce says clearly, now like a blazer, that you're not allowed to wash the vegetables on when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos. The only thing you can wash and clean before Yom Kippur ends is only something that you eat it cold. I mean, there's no time you have to wait anyway. So that's why do it Yom Kippur. Once Yom Kippur ends, you can go eat it. Something you have to cook anyway. Until the water heats up, until it boils, he can cut off whatever he needs to cut. So don't do it on Yom Kippur. If you say there's some things you can do before the end of Yom Kippur and some things you can't, so then someone who does have cold vegetable, he's not going to clean. He's going to be embarrassed to say that I'm the one who have to clean the vegetable early so I can eat right away while other people wait. He's embarrassed. He won't do it. He's coming to sakana. So therefore, go and clean every vegetable during Yom Kippur. Rabbi bo kamei avemi. Boy asked in front of avemi. Ma'ul adiach kvoshim mishlokish min amincha v'lamalor. Can I go and wash the vegetables in Yom Kippur afternoon? I'm really sure. He says it's mutter. Yevaka ba'acha shol abchir v'lav yoso. Ma'ul adiach kvoshim mishlokish min amincha v'lamalor. So he also has the same question. I'm really sure. He says you're allowed to wash it. If zori boy kamei avemi, he asks avemi. Ma'ul meimur lichalito over lichalito. Can I tell a goy to bake me a bread? Chalito means a certain way to prepare bread. In order to have the chalit, to have that type of bread on in Moetz Yom Kippur. I'm really sure, he says, Mutter. You're allowed to do Amir La'akum in order to have food in the Moetz Yom Kippur. I'm really tufin. Can I tell the guy to bake for me cakes? So he answers, sure, yeah, he's allowed to. Ovid Lipsilo. Can he prepare for me the candle in order to have a candle, to have light? I'm really lawyer. He says, that you're not allowed to. My bein zelazeh, what's the difference? So yochel nefesh v'zein yochel nefesh. The only thing you allow him to do is think things they have to do with actual food, not things which are maybe associated with food, but not the food themselves. Halacha is zok the mishto. Makom shenagu lasos malacha betisha b'avoyisim. Place that the minig is to do malacha tisha b'av, you can do. Kom shenagu shaloy lasos, you can't do malacha tisha b'av. Eina moisim. Uvechol makom temichachoyim betein chachomim. They are bottle in every place. Continues the mishto v'lon beis obeis. Shuvim gamli aloymer yasu kol adam atzom ketem chachomim. Everybody will be like a temichachom. What does it mean? Explains it more right away. Rav Avoyim shir malakish v'shir mavyudin esiyo. Kematmiya, he's asking this as a question. If so, everybody could say I'm a tamichochim, because something that has to do with tzar, a person can say I'm going to be doing it, even though he's not a tamichochim, he's allowed to do it on his own. So if so, everybody will now work on Tisha B'av. So therefore, what Rav Shmuel Gamliel is saying, kol atzol negozu chachomim b'teil b'Tisha B'av. Chachomim said there's no b'teil on Tisha B'av, there's no din not to work on Tisha B'av, even for a tamichochim. Halacha v'av zog d'mishto. Chachomim ha'im mu'im b'Yehuda yoisim melocha b'arepsochim ad chatzois, uv'galil lo yoisim kol ikar. In Yehuda, they did melocha before an Erev Pesach until chatzois. And the galil, they would not do melocha at all the entire day. Halayla, what about the night? But shama yoisir b'sil matirim ad shetaren tzachamo. Meaning, according to Anshe Galil, so the discussion, if you could do melocha or not, is in the night of Lil Yudalit. That they all, the Bet Shammai says you're not allowed to, b'sil says you're allowed to. Now the fact that we're using the lashon oiser umuter mashra here, it's meikud. It's not a minuk. It's an actual iser, and that's what Gemara addresses right away. Hayoyimos so mashra kuita anshe golil. The day you're not allowed to do malacha, not only a minuk. What's the source? The blaz b'shem Hashaya. It says in the pasuk yom pesach hu laHashem. Referring to the yudalit, it says pesach hu laHashem, meaning it belongs to Hashem. You're not allowed to do malacha. Says the Gemara now, meaning this Mishnah and the Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek, it's two different opinions. Because the Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek said the only reason you can't do Malacha is because of a Minog. And by us, you're saying the reason you can't do Malacha, Mashvitz Isser. Says Abzariwa, comes out, there's three different opinions. There's one opinion that says you're not allowed to meikar, I didn't do Malacha on Erev Pesach, and that's Anshe Golil. Chadomar Mutar, you're allowed to do Malacha on Erev Pesach, and that's Anshe Yehuda. The Chadomar Minog, that's the beginning of the parak, it says there's a minog not to do Malacha on Erev Pesach. Halacha Zayin Zokte Mishto. Meir says the melacha you could do on Yudalit, only something you started before, so you can end it on the 14th. To start something new, even though you can finish it that day, you should not do. There are three melachas you're allowed to do on Erev Pesach. Hachayotim, the tailors, hasaporim, the barbers, v'hakoivsim, the ones that wash the clothing. Also the shoemakers. So the Gemara is going to explain. Zok the Gemara, whatever you start before the 14, you can finish in the 14. So the Gemara, dovar shutzoyach ha-moyed. It has to be something which you need for moyed, not something that you don't need for the moyed. You should not start a new thing on the 14. I feel dovar shutzoyach ha-moyed. Even something you need for the moyed, don't start new on your dalet. The three monies they could do Erev Pesach. So why is that so? So the Gemara is explained because whatever you could do in Chol HaMoed, Yudalid, Erev Pesach is more light than Chol HaMoed. So we're saying whatever you can do in Chol HaMoed, even if there's only a small heter, on Erev Pesach you could do L'chatchila. What is it? Hachayotim, the tailors could do. Shekin, we found in Chol HaMoed, you do, the tailor could work. In a certain case, you can head your tervet kedarka b'chol HaMoed. A regular person, not a professional tailor, can sew on Chol HaMoed if he needs to. Hasaporim, barbers, shekin, naziru, mitzuroim, migalachim HaMoed. We know a nazir and mitzuroim need to shave the hair on the end of the nazirus or tzaras. They do it even in Chol HaMoed. Hakoivsi, what about the cleaners? Shekin derech ha'ili mitu miltar, someone who's tummy became tar, there's mechavsi HaMoed, he has to wash his clothing, he could do the even in the Moed, so therefore the cleaners could do it even on Yudal, lechatchila for everybody. Also the shoemakers, why? The oil of the regal that came to the regal, many times their shoes and their sandals got torn, and they needed it for the regal so they could fix it on Chol HaMoed. Rabbanan said, no, that wasn't very common, because usually people that came to Aliyah L'Regel were rich, they came on an animal, they didn't walk that much, and it wasn't really a need to go and fix shoes for the Oyler Regalim and Chol HaMoed. So because it didn't really happen Chol HaMoed, you can't do a new Yudalid on Erev Pesach. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Pesachim, Daf Lamed Beis.